You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.
Welcome back. We're in conversation with Dan Gardner, Ottawa citizen journalist and author of Risk, The Science and Politics of Fear and Fear of Fear. And Dan, I wanted to get into, because you did mention when you create a certain image or you say a certain word and how gut reacts to it. And I've seen this firsthand in my office where a woman will come in, obviously very concerned. A friend of hers, 35 years old, has just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And immediately the thought is, I have to be tested because my friend has had breast cancer. I'm the same age as my friend. Therefore, I'm worried I'm going to get breast cancer. And then there are other stories that come out of, I know another person who had this, or I heard in the news another person. In your book, you talk about themes. You talk about that there's a story arc or a line that tends to follow over a specific time, and it almost perpetuates the news itself.
Yeah,
the examples are being looked for all the time to confirm that there is a danger. When you looked at the statistics for breast cancer and then dealing with that issue, what was it that you were finding and also the thinking that was involved?
Yeah. Breast cancer is a very, very interesting one, because if I say to you, when is a woman, at what age is a woman most at risk of contracting breast cancer? As a doctor, you know the answer to that is actually very simple. I'm not going to say it right away. Instead, I'm going to refer to a survey which was conducted by Oxford University researchers in which they asked British women that very simple question, at what age is a woman most at risk of breast cancer? And they offered the following answers. They said, in her 40s, in her 50s, in her 60s, in her 70s, 80 or above, or age doesn't matter. By far, the most common answer was age doesn't matter. The next most common answer was in her 50s. The next most common answer was in her 60s. In fact, the correct answer, as every doctor knows, is 80 or above. And the reason for that is very simple. Age is by far the greatest risk factor for breast cancer. So everyone was completely wrong. In fact, most people had it exactly the opposite, because, of course, most people said age doesn't matter. Well, it matters a whole lot. Now you ask yourself, how on earth could they have gotten it so wrong? There's been so much press about breast cancer. We've talked about breast cancer for decades, right? Well, if you take a look at media analysis of breast cancer stories has been conducted in multiple countries, and they've always found the same thing. They've always found that the women who are shown in the stories about breast cancer are overwhelmingly young women, which is, of course, the opposite of what the statistics tell us. Overwhelmingly, the women with breast cancer are older women. But you find stories of, you know, the 32-year-old mother of three who's stricken with breast cancer. Now, that does happen, but it's very rare. And the problem is the media, and this is true not just of breast cancer, of course, it's true across the board. The media report the routine rarely and the rare routinely. Okay? And now, I was talking earlier about the example rule and your unconscious mind. Well, here you are. You've just read story after story after story of tragic, horrible stories about young women stricken with breast cancer. Those stories, because they're tragic, they're very memorable. And when I say breast cancer, is it easy for you to think of an example? Yes, it's very easy. What example is it? What's a young woman? Okay, so it's very easy for you to think of an example of a young woman with breast cancer. How easy is it for you to think of an example of a woman who's 85 years old with breast cancer? You never see that in the media, even though that's actually quite common. Okay. Well, your unconscious mind will say, I can't think of an example of a woman 85 years old with breast cancer, so that must be rare. Okay? So because the media have, in effect, turned reality upside down, all the stories are factually true, but the collective portrait of reality that they show you is upside down. Because they've done that, they've produced, they've handed information to the unconscious mind, which the unconscious mind then turns into an absolutely false conclusion. And you come away with the intuition, the strong sense, the strong feeling of something that is absolutely not true.
So this is a common, this is also very common for the media to be doing this.
Very common.
Not out of maliciousness, but I think because it's a good story.
That is one of the most fundamental things you have to understand about the media. Everyone likes to complain about the media. I like to complain about the media. But the people complain about the media, and they say that the media sensationalized because they're doing it for profit, or are they sensationalized because they're doing it out of political interest? And I'm not saying that those aren't factors, but far more important than that is this: reporters are human. Okay, the very factors which cause people to be grabbed by the tragic story of the 32-year-old mother with breast cancer are also the factors which cause reporters to be grabbed by that story. You know, in the same way that, you know, any human being would find the story of the 32-year-old mother with breast cancer more emotionally gripping, more tragic than the 85-year-old woman with breast cancer. I'm not saying that's philosophically defensible, but that is just human nature. And so what do? We want to turn around and we want to tell a story, right? You want to tell the most gripping, the most powerful story. And so the media are constantly doing this. They're telling the most gripping, the most powerful story. But you know what? Those aren't routines. They don't follow the statistics. They don't show you the statistical reality. And that happens in subject after subject after subject.
We're in conversation with Dan Gardner, Ottawa citizen journalist and author of Risk, The Science and Politics of Fear. When we come back, toxins, pollutants, cancer, childhood cancers, natural substances, man-made chemical substances. What is actually the risk of these particular compounds and ideas that get floated around? And how are they used by various organizations to get you to do what they would like you to do? We'll be back in just a few moments. Once again, Dan Gardner, author of Risk, The Science and Politics of Fear. We'll be back just after this.
You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.